T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
7:37, this is News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning, I'm Kevin Battle. It is the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. What does that mean to you? Why is it important to them? I mean, why are we celebrating with this and that and eating certain foods? We'll find out just in one half hour.
Andy Mesa, can't wait to talk to him from the Heinz History Center. And every week at this time, we feature another medical professional brought to you by Allegheny Health Network, Health for All. And this morning, allergist Dr. Russ Traister. Did I say that right, Doc?
That's right.
Okay, well, welcome to KDK Radio. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
I got to be honest. I've been waiting to talk to you. There's
a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, I guess so. There are so many misnomers, I would imagine, when it comes to allergies, what's real, what's not. But we all know that springtime, you have this explosion of plant life, flowers, pollen. I've seen this dusting of yellow pollen on the cars in the last couple of weeks. Are we in a typical allergy season, would you say, right now, based on what you're hearing from patients?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's pretty typical. I mean, this is the time of year we definitely see that pollination, where that big pollination in the spring, where all that everyone's cars and patios are covered with the pollen. I think it probably is a little more than typical, just because in the last several years the pollen counts have been seemingly increasing. So it's really true that every year the allergy season keeps getting worse.
Well, certain times of day, certain days, certain types of days, and weather conditions, I get groggy and tired. Other days I don't. Does a day like today, with all the rain we've been having, does the rain clean the air? Does it clean out the pollen and keep our allergies
low? Yeah, you can get some depression in pollen counts because the rain can sort of almost carry, the rain droplets can sort of carry that all to the ground. So there definitely could be variations day to day. I find the best way to track that is they have pollen counting apps that you can, there's people that keep track of the pollen counts, that people can look that up pretty easily on their phones if they want, every day, and see what the pollen levels are in their area.
I think a lot of people are also surprised. We talk about the pollen and those kinds of allergy issues, but what about, I can't remember kids having nearly as many allergies to food products when I was growing up than there are now. It seems there's so many. How can some little tiny thing cause such a major issue with people's physiological ability to function?
Sure. Well, that's definitely true that in the last many years that food allergies among children have definitely increased. There's studies that have shown that. There's lots, we don't know exactly why. There's lots of different theories. I think part of it was, for a time, the allergy community thought it was better to leave some of the allergenic foods out of the diet for a while, like peanuts, and not include it until you're a little older. And that turned out in future studies to not be the right thing to do. And so now there's some recommendations for earlier peanut or peanut product introduction. That's probably part of it. And then one of the other theories that people have is something called a hygiene hypothesis, meaning that we're a lot cleaner society, and so our immune systems are not exposed to some of the things we were before, and for whatever reason, some of these lack of some of these interactions is leading to the development of allergies. They've shown that kids that grow up on, even still, kids that grow up on in a farming community or on farms tend to have less food allergies. So sort of being in a dirtier environment tends to be good, and at least protect from developing food allergies.
Get out and get dirty. Skin your knee
exactly
up every once in a while, right? All right.
Yep.
Doctor, I have a question. You mentioned that pollen counts are on the rise year to year. How does the influx of non-native flowers, shrubs, trees, things like that affect our air quality? A lot of people are doing a lot more planting now.
Sure. I don't think that affects the air quality so much. I mean, the main reason probably for the pollen count increasing is because the growing season has extended a little bit, because temperatures in Pittsburgh over the last probably 50 years have sort of increased by 2 to 3 degrees, depending on what time of year. And so that has sort of allowed plants to grow longer, flower more, and that's probably one of the main reasons why we're having more of the higher pollen counts that we see.
We're with Dr. Russ Traister, allergist, Allegheny Health Network. Also curious, Doc, so when would an issue be severe enough to seek medical attention? I think a lot of people deal with minor allergy issues and they go to the over-the-counter stuff. But when does it become really a problematic issue?
Well, this for allergies, it sometimes is more of a personal choice, because everybody is affected a little bit differently. I have patients that can have horrific allergies, but they are happy taking a Zyrtec and some eye drops and a nose spray, and that at least gets them under control. And they want to do that every single day. I have other people who, if they have to take one antihistamine a day, that's too much, and they want to do something else about it. So it's a little bit of personal preference. But I definitely say if you're on all the over-the-counter medicines and you're still having breakthrough symptoms, that definitely is when you want to talk to your allergist. They can talk about other options like allergy shots for you.
What if somebody lives in a different region, comes to visit? Are they affected by our pollen, or is their body just sort of immune to it?
Yeah, it really depends what region they came from. If they have any of the pollens that might be in their area they came from that are common here, could affect them. I often tell people, if they move, let's say they move from northern Canada where it's snowy all the time, there's hardly any pollens maybe, and they move to Pennsylvania, it usually takes about 2 years before they might start developing symptoms and seasonal symptoms.
Is it possible to be allergic to your spouse?
I usually take that on a case-by-case basis and see what the patient wants.
Understandably so. But I can't imagine. This is what blows my mind. So somebody gets stung by a bee, and it could be just a tiny bump for one person, and then it could be deadly serious to another. What happens to the body with just a tiny bee sting that would cause a life-threatening situation?
Well, what happens is the people that are allergic to bee stings and other things, they make an allergy antibody called IgE. And unfortunately, it doesn't take very much for some of these things like bee venom. And the IgE is already, it's sitting there primed on some of these allergy cells. And as soon as you get stung, that venom finds those cells and it tells them, whoa, this is, we're allergic to this. And it starts releasing all these molecules that end up causing these life-threatening symptoms. And so we can't explain. We don't know why certain people develop it and some don't. But unfortunately, they do, at least for the good thing for bee stings. If you are allergic to bee stings, that's the one life-saving thing allergists can do is put you on allergy shots for bee venom. And that can help minimize your chances of having an allergic reaction to bee stings.
What about housing? A lot of people are allergic to different molds or smells or pet dander in houses. A lot of people are moving right now. This is the time of year a lot of people move. So what advice do you have for somebody who's moving into a new home? What should they do to make sure that it is okay for them?
Let me guess, Doc. Wear a mask.
Well, it doesn't hurt to wear a mask, but a lot of people don't like to wear a mask all the time in their house, so that could be a little bit of an issue. But if you're moving to a place that had pets before and you're allergic to pets, it can take up to 6 months or more before the dander's completely sort of not an issue for you anymore. So that's one thing to consider. Other thing is if you are allergic to dust mites and you're worried about those, they can be in your mattresses. You can put on covers for your mattresses. People are definitely worried about mold, but that one's a little trickier. I mean, really, if you identify any moldy areas, of course, you want to try to get them remediated. That's the best you can do is try to remove it. But there's going to be mold spores in the air everywhere, at least the common ones that we're allergic to. So it's just the idea of trying to minimize that.
No shortage of questions. 412 Doctors, always a great resource. Brought to you by Allegheny Health Network. Allergist Dr. Russ Traister, we appreciate your expertise, Doc. You're going to be busy here for the next few months anyway.
We are. Well, thanks for having me.
You got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.